This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thanksgiving Day broadcast of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, and thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from California, we've got the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be hour number two and time to start with a pledge again. Ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian practices and beliefs. Now, a sheriff out there in Sacramento County, California, by the name of Scott Jones, and his agency are being accused of violating the California sanctuary laws by reporting illegal immigrants jailed for committing local crimes to ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, upon completing their sentence, which is what the government asked them to do, the federal government asked them to do, and the ACLU is suing them.
Yeah, this is very interesting. And of course, Captain, it's not the first time that we've, you know, seen these particular issues at loggerheads, basically.
Yeah.
With the idea that, is California now just going to be a sanctuary state?
It is a sanctuary state.
Well, it is. Yes, of course it is. But in other words, is it going to be able to compel every single community to not follow the federal guidelines or this kind of thing? So it's interesting. It works when the liberal establishment wants it to, but when somebody goes against it, then suddenly it's a huge problem, I guess.
Yeah, and there's a lot of discussion that could be had about this, and I did print out a piece about it. But you know, it's all in where the state wants to go, because you can change the rules out there just about any time. And I'll give you an example here. These are the states that right now, there's 11 states that have enacted the blanket laws like California. California is one of them, of course. Colorado, Connecticut, Illinois, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington have the blanket laws where they are a sanctuary state.
Yes, that's exactly right, yes.
And additionally, a growing number of leftist officials running local governments in other parts of the country are looking to become part of this, too. And they're, of course, all leftists that will be doing this.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the telephone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, good morning, Captain. This is Elliot.
Elliot, okay. Yep.
Yes, look here, Captain. I want to run this by you right quick. You know, I am no fan of MSNBC Brian Williams, but he had a left-wing female economist on his show last night that did not hold back nothing. You would have thought that she was actually a Republican. She said Biden is in serious trouble. When you're in deep inflation, you must attack it every day at your best. He is just the opposite, nothing but talk. She said this will stop his Build Back Better plan. He holds no credibility at the border. Afghanistan's a failure, shipping container failures, complete failure, refusing to hold accountable press conference meetings, electric cars priced between $70,000 and $100,000. In the eyes of America, Biden and Harris will go down as the most incompetent unprofessionals to ever hold office. Now, the left-wing female economist admits that we are in deep, dire straits. Wanted to share that with you, Captain. Have a good day.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Elliot, but I did see something else that came out of there that was on one of the news sites. I forget which one. I think it was on Newsmax, that one of the economists, what was she, the some sort of advisor to Biden, you and I were talking about during the break.
Right.
That she came out and said, inflation is a good thing for the economy. It's a good thing. And tried to spin it that way. That, well, in another year, inflation will help us to get out of the current inflation we're in.
Yeah, I actually.
Or some kind of craziness like that.
Yeah, I actually had somebody tell me the other day, well, you know, get into about 6 months next year or so, it's all going to start to level out. And I'm like, well, level out? Why? Are we suddenly, oil's going to be plentiful? There's going to, fuel costs are going to go down? You know, please explain to me how this is all going to happen. Well, there'll be downward pressure on the this and that. And I'm wondering about that, Captain, because it doesn't seem like the Biden administration is too interested in actually doing things that would actually help with prices, and especially at one of the big root causes of this is the escalating price of fuel.
And he won't accept responsibility for starting all of this to begin with, and we all know he did with his actions. We all know he did.
That's right.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it. And this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com, and of course that's Mike Lindell and company. Remember, he was taken out of the big box stores, so he had all this inventory that he had stored away that he has to sell, literally hundreds of items, and he is selling it, and he's passing the tremendous savings along to you, the consumer, listening to this program. And I'll tell you what, all you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, and look at the home page that's there and see all the insanely low prices that he's got there that says, with promo code, the price is so-and-so and such-and-such. Well, the promo code is always going to be Captain. It's always going to be Captain. Now, he also has a radio listener specials page where he's got two dozen or more items, and they're marked down even insanely lower than what you saw on the home page. And again, all you need is the promo code, Captain. And if you want to call him on the phone and order it that way, you can do that by calling him at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. The website, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code, Captain. Okay, one more time. The website is MyPillow.com. The promo code is always going to be Captain. And the phone number is 800-641-5459. All right. Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Kyle Rittenhouse blasted the corrupt prosecutor, Thomas Binger, who decided to lie. He said he wanted my head on his shelf, and he just wants to make a name for himself. I think that's a fair assumption.
I do think that's a fair assumption.
I think that what we saw on display in the trial from Mr. Binger seemed to go against the idea that the prosecution was looking for the truth, that it had something to do with trying to find out what really happened. In fact, Captain, there was a real rush to bring charges against Kyle Rittenhouse before the investigation could really play out. And I think that's one of the reasons why they had egg on their face so much throughout the trial itself. But that being said, I do agree with the analysis that it became simply about winning this case for the prosecution. One was waiting for that movie moment where the evidence is so overwhelming that the prosecution says, "Well, that's it. You know, we made a mistake. We gotta drop these charges now or something." But that never came. But the jury sure spoke on that occasion.
Now, Jen Psaki was asked yesterday if Joe Biden will apologize to Kyle Rittenhouse for tying him to a white supremacist, which was not true at all. And then she jumped into the spin mode, turning things around and pointing her finger at Trump for creating all these problems.
Well, she sure did, and that's one of their go-to phrases, is just go back to Trump. And they simply think that by the mere mention of Donald Trump's name, that is somehow, okay, well, that just settles it, you know, good enough for me. That's not how it works. But the way that she did it, Captain, she went around, well, President Trump wouldn't condemn this or that, or white supremacy this or that, and somehow this led to Kyle Rittenhouse thinking it was okay to go out and take the law into his own hands instead of, quote, allowing law enforcement to do its job, unquote. Captain, that there wasn't a whole lot of law enforcement being able to do their job that night in Kenosha. That's for sure. But to try to tie all these things together, what Jen Psaki is doing is just not accurate. But they believe that they can spin this, just as you're saying, they can spin this into something else. But, you know, anybody who is engaged in that trial whatsoever knows that that's just false.
Now, there's an interesting story that's developed out of South Florida, in particular a community called Jupiter over on the ocean side. There is a $25 million oceanfront mansion which is listed for sale, and apparently a purchase offer was made by someone with the last name Pelosi.
Well, that's what we're hearing. Now, this all started, I believe, with Marjorie Taylor Greene sending out a tweet, if I'm not mistaken, about this, that she had been on a plane or heard about this. And we have seen some stories that are displaying this. We also are seeing that there are those in the area who are saying that this doesn't have anything to do with Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
One of them is Rob Thompson. He's the owner of a place called Waterfront Properties, representing the unnamed buyer of the mansion. According to him, he says the buyer is an existing resident of that Admiral's Cove community.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know. Well, this is going to play out a little bit more. Eventually, the buyer will be known because the records, real estate records, will show it. But this is quite an interesting story. But at least we're getting some pushback on it at this point.
And if Nancy Pelosi is actually retiring to Florida, that would be a critical mistake on her part, because Florida is about as red can get.
Well, that is actually
even
true.
Though she's moving into a blue area of Florida, which is starting to turn purple.
Right. Well, I guess the real question here, Captain, is what kind of ice cream will be in the amazing, you know, Sub-Z refrigerator or something. That would be, I guess, what the inquiring minds would want to know. But that being said, again, we'll know who the buyer is once the transaction is complete, I would think.
I'll bet she'll have orange swirl ice cream.
That's right.
Want to bet?
Yeah, well, she had a great time showing her $12 a pint ice cream back during mm-hmm. the pandemic when so many people were suffering. But, hey, let them eat ice cream, I guess.
Yeah, instead of cake. Now, Joe Biden has been criticized by Fox and the radio, the television show The Five, as he jetted off to Nantucket, Massachusetts, to spend Thanksgiving at a billionaire's Nantucket home He's not there, by the way. The billionaire's not there amidst America's inflation woes. In other words, they're out hamming it up while the average schmo is struggling.
Well, this is a real example of the concept of optics. There's obviously bad optics with this under any circumstances for any president in this particular situation. But this particular thing for Biden is especially bad because he's the one that's really helping to make all this happen vis-a-vis the fuel prices and the cascading effect that that's had. And then the sort of indifference, It just shows that, hey, you know, life is normal for us up here at the top, and, you know, sorry, everybody, your Thanksgiving turkey, if you can afford to buy one, is actually a little bit more this year, but whatever. Maybe it'll get people off of eating turkeys or, you know, some dumb thing like that that they'll come up with.
Yeah, well, we know where one turkey is, don't we?
In Nantucket?
Yeah.
That's right.
Now, Hillary went on television yesterday to trash talk the misinformation that's going out about all things on the Wisconsin matters and wherever else it is, Georgia and other things around the country. Of all people to go out there and talk about the misinformation, she's the queen of misinformation.
Well, you know, Hillary trying to be relevant, Hillary trying to get into the news cycle.
And she was terrible on television.
Well, exactly. I mean, what can you do? But the idea, of course, is, you know, is she going to come out and explain to us now how all the, but I would hope that she would actually mention the misinformation about how Kyle Rittenhouse brought a gun over state lines. He was part of a militia, and he was, you know, all these things. And that's the misinformation, Hillary, that you could decry if you wanted to.
That's part of the misinformation.
Yep. Well, yeah. Of course. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, but this is one of those, they know that it's all going very poorly for Biden and the Democrats. Even other Democrats, Captain, I think, are just absolutely beside themselves. They know what's coming in terms of the vote. They know what's coming in terms of the public perception and the public sentiment. The polls are horrible. I mean, it just one wonders how much worse it could get. But don't worry. I think the Democrats, party elite, will keep doing what they're doing, and they'll make it worse.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind about that one because they don't want to tell the truth, and they don't want their people telling the truth. And they have this narrative, and they're all going by the narrative, even though it's not accurate.
Yep.
So life goes on, and we'll just sit back and we'll watch and see what happens after this. And, of course, Hillary is trying, you are right, Hillary is trying to be somehow or another a part of the equation.
Yeah, well, get her name back out there, I guess.
All right, hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Thanksgiving Day. Yep, Thanksgiving Day. The turkey's running around the studio here thinking he owns the place. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bail for Daryl Brooks, a convicted felon who has a long history of criminal charges, who allegedly rammed his red Ford Escape into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, is set at $5 million. Waukesha County Court Commissioner Kevin Costello, after reviewing the footage of the horrific accident, says Brooks, who is black, intentionally struck and hurt as many white people as possible, a view backed up by at least one witness. A jury has found the three defendants guilty on most charges in the Ahmed Aubrey murder trial. Attorneys for the three men claim they acted in self-defense after attempting to place Aubrey under citizen's arrest. Travis McMichael was found guilty of all the charges against him, while Greg McMichael and William Bryan were found guilty on most charges they faced. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNTeam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNTeam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Cart or contact.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. And, of course, Mark Walters has the Armed America Radio Monster Cast every Sunday night on many of these same stations all across the country, and you can catch his daily defense program at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on many of these same stations right here along the network. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. And, of course, as you know, those of you that have been listening to the program for a number of years, I've been taking Relief Factor for going on just about 6 years now, a little bit more than 6 years. And simply put, the reason I take it is because the product works for me. Now, that being said, the reason it works for me is because it's got four ingredients in it, drug-free ingredients. And each one of those ingredients helps to take care of the inflammation, the swelling, the pain that I have with the problems that I have. By the way, if you have arthritis or maybe bursitis or rheumatism, this is something that will help with you there, very much so. And all you got to do to find out more is get started with the 1995 3-week quick start plan. And you get that by going over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Simply put, relieffactor.com/captain. 1995 gets you started. See what it'll do for you, because after all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain.
All righty. Now, the Israeli defense minister made a first yesterday, accomplished the first. He took a little trip over to Morocco and signed a memorandum of understanding for the self-defense and protection and alliance with the Moroccan government. It's the first such agreement between Israel and an Arab state ever, which is a big deal.
Well, it really is a big deal, Captain, and it's actually something that I think is a welcome sign in the Middle East. And with this memo of understanding, it also means that the two countries' defense ministries and their militaries, they can actually communicate, share intelligence with one another, whereas before they would only be able to communicate through their own intelligence services. So that will streamline, obviously, communication in the event that something happens, but certainly, hopefully, could help avert from something happening.
Yeah, and in the age of terrorism in which we live, you would think that anything positive along these lines would be well worth the effort, and that Israel is doing a really good thing.
Well, I believe so. I think you're exactly right about that. You know, we saw a lot of progress under the Trump administration. In fact, the most progress we had seen in a quarter century in Israel. That seemed to be poo-pooed, of course, by the Democrat Party elite and so forth. But hopefully this, as I said, is a good sign, hopefully will be the signs of things to come. Because the more and more that the Arab world and Israel can find ways to work together, mutually have their same military options, but basically go against those who would seek to establish hegemony like Iran and other terrorist organizations and so forth, then that's better. It's better for everybody.
All right, I've heard from Fred in Fort Lauderdale. Good morning to Fred. He's talking to us about the Jupiter property and possibly Nancy Pelosi being involved. He says, Captain, I've been researching this. The realtor who has this house and another listed at Jupiter Island said Pelosi is not the one making the offer on either property. Well, I wonder where they got the name Pelosi from on the purchase order.
Well, yeah, again, we know that one of the people who represents the buyer is saying that they're actually an existing resident in the Admiral's Cove community and that there's no connection to Pelosi. We'll have to find out more. But, yeah, there's a lot of pushback on this. But, mm-hmm. again, in the end, the owner of the property will be known at some point, and then it will be traceable to whether or not. See, because Nancy Pelosi's mm-hmm. husband's some kind of real estate investor and so forth, so mm-hmm. people are thinking that there might be some connection there, but there doesn't appear to be at this point.
Okay, let's go to the phone line. We've got Backgammon Bob on the line. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I'd like to ask Kyle a question. Does he think that the three white men that were convicted of the murder today, I think it was in Georgia, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In Georgia. Will this answer some of the left's question as, or will it affect how they look at whether there's racism, the fact that the white men were convicted of the murder of a black person? Does that answer some of their questions or prove to them that it's not always racism? Okay, thank you.
All right, well, go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, well, thank you, Backgammon Bob. I do think that no matter what the verdict would have been, I think you have people on the left and certainly the Democrat Party elite who would want to use it, again, for their own political aggrandizement, basically. I think the verdict was correct. But I don't think America's a racist country. However, that being said, there seem to have been some kind of components in this. I can't imagine what the family of Ahmaud Arbery feels like. I can't imagine what they're going through. This is some small bit of closure for them as far as this case is concerned. I think the Democrats will raise the specter of mass. Look what the vice president did. We're going to dismantle systematic racism. I don't think it was systematic racism. I think it was three bad individuals who did a very bad thing.
Yeah, I believe the verdict was the correct one, too. All right, let's go to the phone line. Let's see here. Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's on your mind?
Yes, I'd like to opinion on a couple of issues in regards to, handled correctly and the outcomes were correct. But you have these race hustlers and race baiters on the Democrat side. Regardless of what the outcomes would have been, they're always going to be there to forward their agendas. Now, in regards to what you were saying earlier about the election system is, and as far as the Democrats allowing these illegals into the country, the prior administration, even though I made complaint in regards to what I saw what was going on with the workforce that illegals were taking from Americans, and my reporting to ICE, there was nothing ever done. In my state of New York, they got a bill on the floor to allow illegals to vote illegally in state elections. Now, I would say that if I were as you were saying, if we get back to the House and the Senate with the Republican Party and the right person, I hope will be Donald President Trump back in the Oval Office, or maybe he might be the Speaker of the House and have some weight to pull to get these people under indictment and everything else, impeachments. But I would say if they want to have illegals to vote in, say, like Cal State of California and New York, I would have the Immigration Custom Enforcement right there.
All right. Did you hear me read off the 11 states that were sanctuary states?
No, I haven't.
All right. New York is one of them. So you're New York has already passed the laws to make it a sanctuary state, and the illegals have more rights there than you do.
Oh, yeah, right. But why should that even stop Immigration and Customs Enforcement
because the legal the police and sheriffs there in your state cannot report them to ICE. That's part of the legislation that got passed. Did you know that?
I knew it about the city that I live in.
All right.
I don't agree with it.
I don't agree with it either. We're going to run out of time because we're going to a break, but that's what's going on. But thanks very much for the call, Mel. No, Kyle, you knew that, didn't you? Because we just read the 11 states off.
That's right. The sanctuary states, yeah.
Yeah, and New York is one of them. The law officials in a sanctuary state cannot, once the term of sentence, term in jail or whatever, or they're released, they cannot call up ICE and say, we got so-and-so and such, they're here illegally, come get them. That's what the sanctuary policy is all about. That's why people are madder than hell about it.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with the second Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're actually going to have probably a third one this morning, so don't go anywhere. I will be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines. We'll be right back.
come on now. Yeah, yeah.
That's the OJs. Kyle, you remember that?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's great. That's
OJ. Oh, yeah, yeah. And I just figured it was something that would kind of get people tapping their feet a little bit. So I think we accomplished that because I was certainly tapping mine.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, well, let me read the weather prognostication here. We have had some changes since the last hour. By the way, the Lake Effect snow machine is starting to kick in up there. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. Elevated to critical fire weather conditions are expected for Southern California and portions of the Central Plains. There's also portions of the unsettled weather, which is rain, snow, wind in the forecast for the higher elevations out west, as well as to the east. Now, we have got snow that's kicked in the last hour in the Adirondacks of upstate New York, in the northern part of Vermont, and the northern part of New Hampshire. And this is coming from a different direction because the winds have changed their direction. Remember I told you the winds, Kyle, determine what happens in terms of lake effect or whether or not it's going to come in from the north. And this is something that's coming down from the frozen tundra of Canada. So take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Out west tonight, we're going to start in the southwest, primarily in the New Mexico area. This is along I-10 near Las Cruces. We've got some rain coming over the interstate there. Also rain a little bit east of Las Cruces as well. And then up I-25 in the Socorro region, we're also reading rain, light rain right now. So be careful if you're traveling in that area. You just heard the Captain talk about the high winds, the red flag warning basically in Southern California. And Captain, we've got a report here, at least from the warning that's been issued, that gusts of up to 75 miles an hour can be expected below and near the Cajon Pass.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, so truckers, if you're going to come up through the Cajon Pass, be aware that these gusts could be very, very strong.
Blow your rig over.
That's right. So you want to be careful. You may want to determine how you want to do that. And to be safe, for absolute sure. So be careful of that. These winds will continue, we understand, it looks like through Thanksgiving Day, maybe dissipating a little bit, and then maybe a little bit more of a dust-up on Friday as well. They may start returning, so be careful. Also, dense fog advisory in Central California coming up Highway 99, this near Fresno, all the way up from Bakersfield to about Merced, so be aware of that. Frost advisory in the Bay area. Also, dense fog advisory along I-5 near Eugene, Oregon, almost a little bit up towards Salem. So be advised of that as well. Winter weather advisory in central Washington. We've got an atmospheric river event, Captain, coming in to the Pacific Northwest here in the next few days. Seattle, Washington, looking for rain for its Thanksgiving Day. Portland, no forecast, but on Friday, it'll start raining there.
Well, again, I'll tell all you drivers out there, if you've got a 75-mile-an-hour wind and you're pulling a set of pups and you're empty, your back trailer's empty, you might as well find some place to pull off or get down, in an area where maybe the wind's not blowing that bad, because it will blow you right off the road. I know, been there, done that.
Yes, exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful. Yeah.
Now, let's start with the weather that we've got that just changed. As I said, snow, and I'm going to go across the northern part of the U.S., starting with the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. We've got a weather watch up there for snow to come in off the lakes up there, Superior and Huron, because of the direction that the winds are blowing right now, Canada north down into the south. And what we've had happen is the snow that's up there in Quebec, which came from that system that came across that had the winds out of the northwest the other day. So we had the lake effect snow from Watertown over to Syracuse, over to Buffalo, down towards Erie, Pennsylvania, and then on and off all the way to Toledo. Well, now it's out of the north. So what we got going on now is we've got the Adirondacks to include I-87, right down to Lake George, to the top of Lake George, to of the Plattsburgh Air Force Base that's up in there. Snow all the way down through there. Into the Adirondacks, we do have some snow. Watertown towards the Thousand Island Bridge on 81 right now. We have some snow across the northern tip of Vermont in the mountains and over in New Hampshire in the mountains. That's probably going to expand even in the next hour. And then, of course, we've got the gale force winds from Cape Cod on down all the way to Jersey, to Cape May, New Jersey. So that's going to make the weather interesting there for the next day or so. And they're supposed to be that way all day long today. Now, Kyle, we've got the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade today, correct?
That's true. That's right.
I wonder what will happen with these gale force winds and with those balloons.
Well, precisely. Well, if they won't fly if the winds are of certain intensity.
Well, we got winds gusting to 45 miles an hour just offshore.
Yep. Well, that's right. They start making those determinations, I'm sure, as they get towards parade time, and hopefully it'll be weather where they can fly.
Now, the low pressure system bringing unsettled weather conditions across is going to affect the Dallas Metroplex today, all the way across up north, south, up to the Oklahoma line, all the way down to the Mexican border, right down there to Brownsville and to that area, McAllen. And then we're going to have iffy conditions, to say the least, when it comes to rain showers all the way to Houston. That will become greater defined during the course of the day as this system starts to move to the east. And by tomorrow, it'll be over somewhere around Mobile or Pensacola. And then we'll have a better idea of what's going to happen in Florida because there are thunderstorms, severe thunderstorms. There's wind in this. There's some rough seas in this. As a matter of fact, you're going to have small craft warnings today from Mississippi over to Pensacola, as well as probably down around Houston, down towards Galveston. All right, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, I'll be back with hour number three. Kyle Warren is sticking around. Denise Simon has the day off, so you're going to hear the two guys going at it here. And we got a lot more news to tell you about. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.